ABC Radio Australia.
In Vanuatu, fans have something big to look forward to, the OFC Pro League, which is just a month away now. The first ever professional competition in the Pacific kicks off on January 17th, and the opening match will feature Fiji's Bulla FC taking on Vanuatu United. For the 17 Niwa Vanuatu players in the squad, it will be a first taste of life as a pro, alongside half a dozen foreign recruits. And as Richard Hewitt reports, the hard work is about to begin after the team nicknamed the Chiefs was given an official launch in Port Vila.
The arrival of the first ever Vanuatu United squad, and as the players took to the stage, a proud moment for the president of the OFC and the Vanuatu Football Federation, Lambert Maltok.
A moment that has, of course, been years of dreamings and years in the making. We'll witness in reality the official unveiling of the first ever professional club of men's football, together with 17 Niwa Vanuatu players who turn into professionals tonight. Please welcome Anukita Lohr. For many years, Vanuatu, as well as other nations in Oceania, have shared a common dream to see Pacific football stand tall on the global stage. Not only through passion, but through a sustainable professional pathway that empowers our players, coaches, and clubs. So the OFC Professional League is now the realization of such dream.
One of the overseas players who has opted to become part of football history in Vanuatu is goalkeeper Matt Acton. Once an under-20 Australian international with 50 A-League games behind him with Brisbane Roar and Melbourne Victory, he'll be the wise head at the heart of the Chiefs' defence.
Yeah, really honoured to be here and such a momentous occasion for everyone here in Vanuatu, and yeah, really feel privileged to be here and really proud to be standing here tonight.
17 January 2026, Bulla FC. First game, what's your thought on that?
Yeah, it's really exciting playing at Eden Park as well. It's such a massive stadium, and yeah, we're really looking forward to obviously getting the season underway, and we'll be working really hard between now and then to make sure that we're ready to put a competitive performance in. Players are excited. I'm sure the fans will be really excited when they watch it on TV, and for us players, we can't wait to get a really full life of them all too.
Lars Hopp, a man with a long history as player and coach in Europe, will take charge of the Chiefs in their debut season. And doubling up as Vanuatu's national coach, he already has a trophy in the bag after his side toppled Papua New Guinea in the MSG Prime Minister's Cup final just last month.
And Bill Kaltek wins it for Vanuatu! Vanuatu celebrate their first ever MSG Prime Minister's Football Cup 2025 champions.
Well, first of all, hello to everyone. Thank you for coming tonight and great to see you all. Coming back from the tournament in PNG, it was good to have a little break in between, I think, and now I'm gathering all the boys today for the first time. It's just a great feeling because it's not always you get the chance to handpick every single player. So I can truly say that all the guys in the squad, they are my favorite players.
And I think with this group and also with the support we feel in the whole country, we will be well prepared and we're very optimistic.
So with just a month to go before the big kickoff, anticipation is rising and no one is more excited than Lambert Maltok and about what professional football could mean for his country.
This is actually the dawn of a new era. One that gives our best players the chance to stay in the region, develop their careers, and inspire the next generation. The new competition platform will be the window of our professional players where we can promote them for international market. Vanuatu United FC is all about creating opportunity, not just for footballers, but for our entire communities who live and breathe this beautiful game.